Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities August Monthly Podcast. During August, the average number of reported new cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. slowed from the troublesome acceleration seen in June and July. Hospitalizations and deaths, which some feared would follow the infections, did not show a similar surge. Explanations include more thorough testing to identify patients with mild or no symptoms, a lower average age of those tested positive, and improved therapeutics and techniques to treat patients who do require a hospital stay. By contrast, a number of European countries, notably Spain and France, saw an increased rate of new cases as lockdown restrictions were eased and international travel resumed over the summer. However, the rise in infections has not led to a spike in hospitalizations or deaths, and European leaders indicate a strong desire to avoid reimposing national lockdowns, opting instead for targeted local measures to mitigate the spread and quarantine for individuals returning from high-risk areas. Further positive vaccine progress added to optimism that the worst of the pandemic is behind us. Data continues to reflect the rebound in economic activity underpinned by the massive monetary and fiscal policy response. In terms of portfolio positioning, Macro Opportunities' core risk positions of investment grade and high yield credit, as well as EM debt and currency, all contributed positively to performance over August, as these markets continued to be supported by highly accommodative monetary policy and central bank purchase programs. While the portfolio benefited from negative exposure to duration at the beginning of the month, as U.S. rates drifted higher and with the yield curve steeper, the effective duration extended significantly, mainly in longer dated maturities and with a flattening bias. Long inflation break-even positions in the U.S. were slightly reduced, along with German duration, and long-dated swap spread wideners were increased. In conjunction with the strong risk sentiment, investment-grade credit increased as profit-taking slightly reduced exposure to high yield. Acknowledging the recent run in the euro currency, driven by optimism for a negotiated Brexit, euro currency position was reduced. Overall risk positioning remains focused on maintaining a portfolio flexible enough to withstand increased volatility due to the unpredictability of the virus and the pace of the recovery. In terms of performance for August, investment grade and high yield credit had the most significant positive contribution, mainly as a result of financial, energy, and CDX exposures. Foreign exchange positioning contributed positively over the month as well. Developed market FX led the way as a result of long Australian and Canadian dollar exposures, as those currencies strengthened versus the US dollar. Emerging market foreign exchange was a modest contributor, mainly as a result of long Mexican peso and Chinese yuan positions, as those currencies strengthened versus the dollar. Duration and yield curve positioning detracted from performance as the negative effect of overall long US duration offset positive contributions from short German and UK duration. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset maintains its base case outlook for a longer U-shaped economic recovery. Central bank purchases will likely support continued spread compression in the liquidity of investment grade markets going forward. Credit fundamentals remain challenged, but we expect a number of sectors to demonstrate resilience, including banking, while others continue to face downgrade pressure. We acknowledge markets remain most sensitive to statistics around the extent of the COVID-19 outbreak, especially with respect to a possible vaccine. Once we begin to see declines in the viral spread, ultimately, the power of these very accommodative policies will combine with an eventual recovery in demand to propel the global economy back toward trendline growth. So that concludes our podcast for August. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.